Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. Highly toxic substances have been found during soil examinations on the site of the former Tegel Airport. This was revealed in a response from the Senate Environmental Department to a question from Green Party Member of Parliament Benedikt Lux, made available to the RBB. Lux had specifically asked about the status of soil tests on the site and whether toxic substances had been found. The Senate Department admitted in its response that a high level of contamination had been detected in the soil and groundwater. And what this means for the construction work on the new urban quarter on the site is currently completely unclear. The substances discovered are so-called per- and polyfluorinated alkyl substances, or PFAS. This group of industrial chemicals includes about 4,700 individual substances, and many are toxic and can be ingested via food. The Senate administration wrote that the locations of contamination are related to the use of PFAS-containing firefighting foams by the airport's fire department. It's not yet possible to say how high the level of contamination is. Investigations into this have not yet been completed, and the results are not expected until next year. The plan is to excavate the soil to prevent the pollutants from entering the groundwater, and water that's already contaminated is to be pumped out. The Senate Department assumes that the work could take years to decades, and it's not possible to estimate the costs. However, it can be assumed that the costs will be in the double-digit millions. In view of the heat and drought, the Regional Federation of Berlin Allotment Gardeners is urging not only allotment gardeners, but everyone to use water in their households and gardens in a targeted and economical manner. Gerd Schoppe, president of the Berlin Allotment Gardeners, stated that people must change their garden watering habits to avoid unnecessary evaporation, and that responsibility in dealing with water as a resource lies within each individual. Therefore, watering close to the ground directly at the plants is important, and it's also sensible in the dry season to water less frequently but thoroughly and to refrain from planting new plants for the time being. In addition, the gardeners pointed out the effectiveness of collecting precipitation in rain barrels or cisterns, if possible. And while we are on the subject of water, the Berliner Wasserbetriebe, or BWB, is calling on households to be conscientious in their use of drinking water to ensure sufficient supplies in the future. While it's true that there has not yet been a water shortage, as is the case in parts of Brandenburg, a BWB spokeswoman emphasized that if Brandenburg is doing badly, Berlin can't be doing too well either, adding, quote, "We can still manage the situation, but the situation is serious," unquote. Normally, water reserves replenish themselves over the winter months. In recent years, however, that has happened inadequately due to a lack of precipitation in the region. Brandenburg has recently seen some drastic measures to counteract water shortages. The neighboring district water authority, Strasburg-Erkner, for example, had recently limited the amount for end users, as consumption is above average at 175 liters per day per person. Accordingly, new customers are now only allowed to consume 105 liters of water per person. And in the Brandenburg municipality of Pankatal, a ban on watering gardens will apply at certain times starting August 1st. In Berlin, there is no such need yet, because the city is more resilient and much of its drinking water, around 70%, is obtained from the Havel and Spree riverbanks as bank filtrate rather than from precipitation. In addition, the used water is fed back into the Spree after being treated in sewage treatment plants. Per BWB, this partially closed water cycle makes Berlin more resilient than providers in Brandenburg. Water consumption in Berlin has risen recently, however. In 2019, it was 119.5 liters per day per person, higher than it has been in about 30 years. Per the BWB, there are adjustments one can make to conserve water, like watering gardens in the morning between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. because otherwise too much evaporates, or by using a different shower head designed to use less water. Due to safety investigations, the regional train line RB26 in Berlin has been interrupted since Monday. Per Niederbahnener Eisenbahn, or the NEB's announcement last week, DB Netz has completely closed the line between Berlin-Lichtenberg and Malsdorf. On Monday, a spokesman for Deutsche Bahn confirmed that the closure was related to a major inspection of concrete ties following a train accident in Bavaria back in June. To bridge the closed section, passengers must switch to the S5. And no statement could yet be made about the duration of the closure. So back on June 3rd, a regional train on its way from Garmisch-Partenkirchen to Munich derailed, and four women and a 13-year-old boy were killed. In the aftermath, Deutsche Bahn had announced its intention to inspect around 200,000 concrete ties nationwide as a precautionary measure. The ties being examined are of the same type as those on the section of track used by the train that was involved in the accident. Even though the investigations into the accident are continuing and the cause of it has not yet been determined, the railroad wants to inspect the identical construction in the network and install replacements if anything is conspicuous. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Stay cool, and thanks for listening.